This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You know, big parties, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies platoon Nick Castellanos or let him play through it? It's gotten closer, actually. 63.9% say platoon him. 36% say let him play through it. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to let him play through it, but I don't think it's going to be – I think they'll – it's not going to be playing every day. I think there are going to be times where they get Kepler in there against a righty.
Okay. Even just once or twice a week.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play every single game every week. You know what I mean? I think there's going to be slow little pockets here, and they're going to see if he can heat up or not.
Which is a good – the strategy.
Sure. As long as eventually, hopefully,
it works,
the Castellanos hot streak does happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I do wonder. I know we all don't care about it, and I do wonder where his head is at. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I know we can watch how he's swinging, and we can say, oh, he doesn't even care. He's trying to spite us. But then...
even when he's going well, it doesn't look
it looks the same. Yeah.
He's caring.
Well, you know he is a handful when he's not... in a happy place.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know that. I can imagine that.
And the other thing is, and maybe they learned their lesson with the boom benching in game two, is that you can't just...
do it in the playoffs.
Well, you can't just, sit a guy, make it obvious that you don't want him anymore, and then try to trade him in the offseason.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you got to, do a little bit of a balance.
By the way, what are the chances? If I walked in there and Casty has an 0-2 count, that I could strike out Casty.
I don't know, man. Pretty high.
0-2,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit of spin.
Yeah,
just
a little bit.
A smidge of spin.
Little
bit. Doesn't have to be anywhere in the strike zone. Can be in the dirt,
yep.
Whatever. Every time it's 0-2, it's like the worst pitch I've watched in my life is an 0-2 pitch to Casty because I know exactly what's going to happen.
He's either 0-2 or is out on the first pitch.
Yes, pop out to right on the first pitch. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
I believe he has won for his last 27, Nick Castellanos. But have no fear.
Yeah.
He is in the lineup tonight.
The hot streak is coming.
Yeah. No, he's in the lineup. It's a lefty on the mound, so I get why he is in the lineup. So Nick Castellanos, back up to fifth. You know,
there you go. That's where he wants to be.
They dropped him down yesterday. They put him right back up where he should be. Not Rob Thompson after the game last night did talk about Nick Castellanos. Doesn't really sound like a guy that's ready to commit to a platoon for him.
What do you see from Nick just this last little bit?
Yeah, he's just been off balance a little bit, you know, and not letting the ball travel. And usually when he's scuffling, that's usually what he's doing. We all know he's a streaky guy, and he'll get it back. It's just a matter of when.
Streaky guy, he'll get it back.
I mean, he is.
He is a streaky guy.
Couldn't we have had this conversation every year he's been here?
No, we have had.
I've only been here for one other year. I know we had it last year.
Yeah.
You know, and he eventually came out.
Oh, believe me, the first year he was here, you should have saw him that year.
Well, the problem is he did sink them in the postseason in 22. Like, he was hitting behind Bryce. He didn't do anything. Like, he had a
got the one hit in Atlanta, wasn't it? Or was it St. Louis?
So he had the hit against the Padres to extend the lead that I remember in game four.
And it was a catch he made.
There was the catch in Atlanta. Catch he was better Atlanta, on defense yes. in the playoffs in 22 than he was at the plate. And then he had the big hit in game one of the World Series, and that was about it. Because he was right behind Bryce. He was Bryce's protection in the lineup.
He was good against the Mets last year.
He had an OPS over 1,000 last year in the postseason. So,
I'm not a Casty guy. I don't want to frame myself as a Casty guy, but it is very easy to pick and choose, like, who didn't play well in what playoff series. Like, we don't talk. I've mentioned it a few times. Kyle Schwarber had one hit against the Mets, the first at bat of the series. One hit. He came up small against the Mets. We won't ever bring it up. You know, like, they have all had a hand in going cold in the playoffs, I would say. You know, like, they've all had their moments. And
the problem is he's just not a very good baseball player. Like, it is what it is with Castellanos. Like, and we'll see if he's here next year. It's just we're going through one of the Castellanos stretches that we seem to go through every single year.
Yep.
Every single year. So I know this will make you happy, Spike.
Uh-oh.
Matt Strom on why he invests in Pokemon cards rather than sports cards. He said that Pikachu's not going to tear his ACL. Charizard's not going to get a DUI.
Wow. Wow.
See, Strom's one that I'm usually a little careful on because...
So you get online?
Well, he hears everything.
Yeah.
So Strom's one that's going to, like, say something about you. I've seen Matt Strom.
Oh, yeah, we've seen him.
Yeah.
Care who he picks on.
Yeah, it's just like, enough with the baseball cards, man. Enough with Pokemon cards. It's in the middle of the season. Pokemon it up all off season, man.
All off season.
And because if you don't get your velocity back, you might be able to Pokemon in the second week of October. You know, like, I'm looking to push your Pokemon collecting back to November. The tweet after the 8-0 loss about Bryce Harper's baseball cards is one of the most annoying things I've seen an athlete do here in the last 2 years. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Pick your spots, buddy. You've had a horrible year. Team just lost 8-0. Just enough.
Well, hold
with
on.
The baseball
he was probably on the plane that got boarded and deboarded, and he seemed like he was bored.
So go buy stuff on eBay. I just don't talk about it publicly. Guys, he gets me a little bit. Strom.
Well, that's obvious. I mean,
You know, and by the way, every time somebody hits a ball 600 feet off him when it's foul, the little act where he's yelling at himself on the mound is like, he rubs me the wrong way.
Which do you like more, that or I? So it's I don't like when he allows home runs, but Jordan Romano's reaction when he allows a bomb where he's just on his hands or on his knees for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it's like, how'd that happen again?
Yeah, well, Romano, I kind of feel bad for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Romano doesn't want to have a 7 ERA.
No.
But Romano's not on the internet, you know, trying to get Bryce Harper cards or talking about Pikachu. Romano wants to be good.
Yeah.
He shuts up otherwise.
Yeah.
It's like.
And by the way, nothing for nothing, and I'm doing a little psychoanalysis here with Matt Strom with this. You are a public figure in a city that cares about everything just about.
Yeah.
When it comes to our sports teams, you tweet that out after an 8-0 loss, to me, indirectly says, this doesn't bother me.
You're not bothered by the
loss. I'm not bothered by this today.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody else on the team tweeting out stuff? There's a reason why the star players who we hold accountable every day don't do this type of stuff.
Yeah.
After losses. But you doing it is a way to sort of snub your nose at fans who you're reading stuff about on Twitter and maybe saying something about you. You throw that out there to say, ah, losing doesn't bother me. And that's just my little psychoanalysis there.
Well, and
good analysis.
And I get why it might bother us more than it bothers him. Like,
sure.
You play 162 games, you're going to lose some of them. As a player, you can't be internally miserable every time you lose a game. But you're right. The sign that it is sending to everyone else who is miserable that night. By the way, I always say this. When I've talked to athletes about the difference between how a fan perceives it and how they perceive it, Matt Strom, you got paid for that game. You got paid. Everyone watching the game did not get paid. They spent 3 hours of their lives away from their families, away from their work.
Did post game.
Yeah, did post game. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why it might matter a little more to a fan who gave up something as opposed to the player who didn't, who just, you got paid to play a baseball game, whatever. Yeah, the tweeting about the baseball cards after the 8-0 loss is just, it's just awful, man. It's
Thank
awful.
God Bryce didn't respond to that.
Oh, no, he hasn't played along online to any of this, by the way. None of it.
Harp's ready to give up his gear to get his one-of-one rookie card.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think Harper even cares about this at all?
No, he's probably going to. All right.
Whatever you want, man.
Don't right, drag man. Me into this.
Yeah, you want some of my cleats? Here's some of my cleats. Go get a baseball card.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Justin Crawford.
Oh, it's a side patch prism one-of-one. Oh, I'm going to put it. I make $30 million a year. What am I going to do with this baseball card? Okay, all right.
Crawford is in the lineup up in AAA today, so August 15th is here, which means he could retain his rookie status for next year. So
let's work on next year.
Yep.
Probably not coming up. Some bad August numbers about the offense via John Stolness this morning. They are 27th in baseball in walk rate in August. They are 27th in strikeout percentage, which is bad. They're wrong, 27. It means they're towards the top. They're 28th in K-to-walk ratio. They're the worst in baseball at swinging at pitches outside the zone, so that's 37%. So that's chase rate, essentially. So overall, all the offensive numbers back to where you don't want to see them. And the big one is Bryce.
Yeah.
So Bryce in August is walking at a 3.8% of the time, which is super low for him. Like, he generally, even when he's not hitting, is still walking. He's not really walking. He's a 32% strikeout rate, which is high for him. He's hitting 200 with a 685 OPS.
And by the way, his OBP is 245, which the walk rate contributes to.
Uh-huh.
But we're all talking about Casty's, you know, two whatever OBP.
Yeah.
Bryce has. And as you noticed the other day, like, the image when Bryce is struggling, the woe is me Bryce stuff, and it showed itself in the field. The other day.
And we feel like we have to do this again like three times a year with them. But when they go through these stretches and he's not playing well and we say, wow, they look like they're not trying and they look like they're not locked in, I think that could stem from Bryce. I mean, the last three nights have looked like a totally different switch has been flipped where all of a sudden they don't look locked in. They don't look ready to go. And I know they went to bed at 5:30 in the morning in Cincinnati and had to get immediately. You know, it was a long day, and I get it. But, man, you're just seeing them roll over and roll over. And I know he got a hit early in the game yesterday. But I've just been annoyed at Bryce. Because it feels like when there's a good pitcher, he checks out. When there's a lefty, somehow he is hitting like 268 against lefties this year or something.
Doesn't feel that way.
And hitting 245, I think, against righties, 250 against righties. That doesn't feel right. It feels like he hasn't got a hit off a lefty all year. It's a little too much checked out for me, and maybe it's the wrist again. I hope it's not the wrist again. But if it's not the wrist, then it's just being disappointed in his own poor play and letting it translate to the field.
Well, and this is one of the times where he is the best player on the team, and I feel like generally he avoids a lot of the criticism that a best player on the team usually gets when the team is struggling and he's not struggling.
Definitely does.
And he's struggling, right? Like, this is his time. This is and we all talk about the legacy of this core. Forget about this core. The legacy is him. This is Bryce Harper's legacy right here with the Philadelphia Phillies. We will. Nick Castellanos will come and go. We'll forget about him. JT Realmuto, good player. We'll come and go. We'll forget about him. Trey Turner, good player. Like I guess my point on this is that the one player who they will look at when they're talking about the Hall of Fame as to whether they won a World Series or not, and when they what their legacy is. This is Bryce Harper's legacy right here. Zach Wheeler maybe to an extent, but Bryce Harper is the face of the team.
Yeah.
And for twice this year, now we have to deal with this thing where we get the "oh woe is me" Bryce because things aren't going your way. And I personally, I don't even know if I hope it's the wrist or I don't hope it's the wrist, because if the wrist. Okay, I guess I could get it, but then, oh, no, it's the wrist. And then if it's not the wrist, it's like...
And I don't think it's the wrist. Like, I think he's still swinging hard.
Well, then I want fiery Bryce back.
Yes.
Give me 65% of who you were in D.C.
Well, and the thing that is with me right now is, where's the guy that, after the Giants game, is saying he's the one of the best players in baseball?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Like, get the edge back. Like, yeah. Get the edge back and play with the chip again, because it just doesn't look like that. It just looks like late in a game when it's not, they're probably losing, that he just gives it away, just gives away in a bat for no reason. I just he's better than that. He's better than that. And he's got to lock in. He's got to lock in.
Come on, big dog.
By the way, he is a guy who is a good enough hitter to when he's scuffling a little bit, that's when he should be working walks. Like, that's when he should be having really good at-bats to get on base,
yes,
even if he's not going to hit the hell out of the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm okay if your power goes away for a week or two and you can't hit it, but that's not the same time that I want to see the walks going down. That's when I want to see the walks going up.
Also, you got to be able to still grind out at-bats. It feels like there's been a lot of, early in counts, swinging at a first pitch without really looking like there's a plan up there. I mean, be a tough out. He doesn't look like a tough out right now.
Well, he's a first-pitch swinger, too.
But he hasn't always been that way. Like, you have first-pitch swingers behind you, mm-hmm, that are more aggressive. He has such a good eye, him and Schwarber, that they can get to, 3-2, and they can work the pitcher. He's not even working pitchers anymore. It's just he's going up there flailing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the final thing on this is we can talk about nobody hitting behind him. Which is true. He has JT Realmuto hitting behind him, whatever. But then if you're not getting pitches to hit, you should be walking.
Do
you know what I'm saying?
Well, the whole thing was pass the baton. Pass the baton.
Yeah. That's not him.
He's got to take
when everybody else is not. I think it's easier for him to do that when the rest of the team is hitting well, because we've seen him have high OBP numbers.
He's always been a great
walker. So it's when he starts to press. Because no one else is hitting either. He goes up there and tries to be overly aggressive. Not making an excuse for him.
Yep.
I think the criticism is warranted. But I also believe he gets a little impatient when he sees nothing else is happening around him.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
But I know that we do the whole, he has no protection, he's not getting any pitches. He's getting pitches. Getting pitches.
Yeah,
he's
just missing that's why I said it's not an excuse. But
I know. He wants – I hear you. He wants to deliver.
To do
But I actually feel like he's looked less interested in all of it.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks checked out to me. And you cannot be checked out.
Not this year.
No,
not this team.
They're not good enough.
Year.
Yeah. I mean, they're just not good enough for
that. 215-592-94. That's it, Jack?
Yeah.
That was it?
All
right.
That's a lot.
215-592-94-94. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. Good afternoon.
What up, Ed?
So, have you guys ever seen that movie Anger Management with Adam Sandler?
It's an underrated Sandler.
Underrated.
Yep.
Yeah, they made it number two, didn't they?
So
they make a sequel.
Whenever Nick Castellanos is up to bat, I have to say that little mantra that Jack Nicholson said, "Goose Fraba." It's like this little something that relax you when you get really keyed up and angry. Like,
yeah, Ike says woosah.
Yeah, woosah. Where did I get that from?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if I got it from you.
Nah, it's from a movie.
I brought it home.
Woosah. Oh, that's Martin. That's Bad Boys.
Ah.
Martin and Will Smith.
So, I know that Jack is sort of tongue-in-cheek saying DFA Nick Castellanos, but, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I mean, I know it's not feasible, but, it is absolutely brutal watching him over the last 2 months. So, it's just something has to change.
Yeah, I guess my point is with him, it usually does. On its own, it usually does. I agree. He is a replacement level baseball player that we're paying what $30 million to $25 million.
Yep.
He's overpaid. He has not changed his approach at all. I don't want to say bad clubhouse guy, because the one thing that Castellanos I feel like brings that nobody else on the team brings, which is why I want more out of Bryce, is that Casty feels like he has an edge to him and nobody else on the team does. And that is the thing. I respect Bryce Harper a lot for how he's changed from coming from D.C. to here. He's never said one bad thing about the fans. Always seems like he has not been the child that he was in D.C., but he did have an edge there. And the only – I look at this team, and I think they're a good team that can win the World Series. But the only player on this team that ever has an edge is Castellanos. Nobody else does. Trey doesn't. Bohm doesn't. Stott doesn't. Schwarber's a great player, but he doesn't have an edge.
Yeah, but is Castellanos turning into the negative side of his edge?
Well, but that's the thing with guys like that, is that they're always on that line.
They're always teetering.
Yeah, they're always teetering. It's always the guy who is going to do, if it's a dumb sport, if it's a different sport, if it's basketball, he's the guy that gets the frustration foul when you really don't need it.
Yeah.
But he's also the guy who gets hot when you need it too. And
so he's like a sixth man?
Sort of. I just think he's sort of like, I mean, he's not CJGJ, but the Phillies don't have another guy like that. So
right.
I get the frustration, Ed, and I don't like watching the at-bats as much as anybody. And actually, I actually hate watching him in right field more than I hate the at-bats, because I've become like a defense guy this year. I like watching defense.
Oh, you're Brewers guy.
But that said, I do think he provides something.
Yeah, but my fear with that is that ever since the benching, he's doing too much. I'm doing me now.
Right.
And it could be taking away from the team.
Right.
Which is the issue.
Mm-hmm. You have something on Jalen there, Ed?
Okay.
Yeah. So I know it's a day late, and I'm a morning show caller. I get it, but is it too late to take the pledge?
Oh, you want to take the pledge?
I would happily take the pledge, yeah.
Wow, the whole pledge? Or can we get the abbreviated version?
No. All right,
here we go.
We barely
everyone at Chickies, gather around.
Take the pledge. Ed, repeat.
We're going to be late to break.
Oh, shut up. That's usually your fault. I could do it once. Ed, repeat after me. I am an Eagles fan.
I am an Eagles fan.
We won the Super Bowl.
We won the Super Bowl.
I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
No matter where Justin Herbert and Josh Allen are.
No matter where Justin Herbert and Josh Allen are.
It does not matter because we won the Super Bowl.
It does not matter because we just won the Super Bowl.
There we go. Thank you, Ed.
Terrible.
And I got Thank
great,
you,
and
Ed.
And I got a great bargain for you.
Okay, what's a good bargain?
Christopher Sanchez's contract.
Hell yeah.
Ah,
what
big answer.
A big answer, and it's one of the only times that $8 million can be a bargain.
That's true.
Well, I'll tell you what, them prioritizing that over a Ranger extension was a smart move. And
yes.
Without that deal, I mean, it gives them much more flexibility for a team that has no flexibility financially.
Yes, yes. Paying him that?
Yeah.
Because he is paying you the production of a $40 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a couple of things. First of all, we'll see if I hold on to the belt, which I was awarded last week. One of the greatest moments. No, I did not award it myself.
No.
Don't do that.
He earned that.
Yeah. Ike and you gave me the belt. Mostly Ike. So,
That.
See if I keep the belt. Saquon talks about how his body feels after all those touches. And a quote from Lane Johnson that, it's not the greatest quote I ever heard. Let's put it that way, especially if we're talking about our Super Bowl window for the next few years. So we will hear from Lane Johnson next. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where big parties and big events are always better. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. If you don't have a place to have your fantasy football draft, Chickies is a perfect place to do it. That's where ours is. Book your fantasy football draft party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We will get to whether I keep the belt in moments. We do have the crowd filling up here. As a big concert tonight over at Citizens Bank Park, My Chemical Romance.
Yep, MCR as we call it.
My Chemical Romance. And Alice Cooper opening up for My Chemical Romance.
Kiss, right?
No, just Alice Cooper.
Okay, awesome. Yep. You sure?
No, he's saying that's where Alice Cooper's from.
He is not.
He's not in Kiss.
No, they both had face paint. Alice Cooper.
I would have thought the same thing, too, actually.
Oh, no. Alice Cooper not in Kiss. Alice Cooper is just solo.
So who is that leader?
Paul Stanley. And Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons. That's who I'm thinking of. Gene Simmons.
Ace Frehley.
Who's schools out for summer?
That is Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Kiss is Rock and Roll All Night.
All right.
Wanna rock and roll. Yeah.
Now, seems a little close.
Now, Kiss, not at Citizens Bank Park tonight. My Chemical Romance and Alice Cooper. By the way, this is like the most sold out. I was like this morning, I like My Chemical Romance. I was like, oh, I'll look on with the secondary market. I was like, I bet I could get a solo ticket for $60. No, $200 to get into Citizens Bank Park tonight to see My Chemical Romance.
I feel like that's what they all are now. Like, how much was Metallica?
Yeah, but resale, you could get Metallica day of pretty, like, you could get in the building for $70.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Now, what they do, it, but normally what happens is the prices are high, and then right before, as all the people that bought tickets to sell them get desperate, you could get it. Ah. But this is a pretty sold out one here tonight. So
definitely not seeing as many Phillies jerseys. I feel like I am noticing.
I don't see one Phillies jersey.
A lot of black t-shirts.
A lot of black t-shirts.
A lot of makeup. A lot of the purple hair.
Spike types.
Well, they are. You know, they are. They are. It's my people. The emos. I'm the older version of the emos, but we're out there. We're out there.
I think my son is into this.
Yeah, I think your son would. This would be sort of down his alley.
Yeah. Switched on me, man.
Yeah.
He did, man. He switched on me without any type of warning, too. It was like, I don't listen to that anymore. Like, what?
I remember seeing him, and I was like, you know what? Kind of looks as much like me as he
you
does.
Kind of
like,
recognized.
Yeah. I was like, seems like we might shop at the same places.
Yes.
Yep.
We might, yes.
So we have talked about it over and over and over again, how many times Saquon Barkley touched the ball last year. Yeah. About 500 times, if you include the playoffs as well. Now, Elliott has said over and over again how great he has looked in practice. And it's not just been Elliott. It's been all the writers.
Two times I've been out there.
He's looked great.
And they're using him a lot.
Yeah, and they're using him a lot, which seems like a weird choice. Yes. But
you know he can run the football.
Yep. So he was asked how his body feels after all of those touches last year so far through camp.
No, you don't feel the impact of last year. I think you just feel camp. That's kind of how camp's supposed to be. You get your bumps and your bruises. You got to work through some things. It's supposed to be hard. Football's supposed to be hard. It helps get your body in condition for the season, kind of callous your body up. But I feel really good. And, you know, for me, it's just all about sticking to the plan. That my team and the team here built, and just following it.
I'm glad he feels good. Yeah. I don't know if all of the other players who have touched the ball that many times in camp didn't feel good.
Right.
You know, I think it's more about what your body goes through that you know, you're just tissue and bones and all that kind of stuff, and your body can only take so much. I hope he feels good. I hope he doesn't have to carry the same load that he carried last year, because I would doubt that that's possible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he's a human.
Yeah.
It makes you nervous, which is why, you know, some of the things that I would say the only reason that I'm a little nervous, given how the passing game has seemed to look in camp, is I don't think we can do this again with Saquon. And like, if they get into the season and they're like, we really can't pass it as much as we want to. And again, I don't want to hear the 35 times a game people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 28, you know, a normal passing amount. I worry that as good as he feels, you could get a nagging injury this year that maybe we got very lucky last year with the load that he carried that he didn't. So I'm glad he feels good. I'm glad he looks good. He is, you know, 28 years old. He's not 22. So, you know, just fingers crossed that he does not have to carry the same load that he carried last year.
And I've said this selfishly. I want him to play 3 more years.
Yeah.
I want him to be effective at least 3 more seasons. And if you have to rely on him, like we had to after the bye week last year, you are rolling the dice. And I know he's a phenomenal athlete. And I know he feels in great shape right now. But the more times you send him, meaning give him the ball, the more opportunities there is for something wrong to happen. We were fortunate last year. So we can get, sometimes we as fans also can have this sense of invincibility when it comes to Saquon, because you're like, oh, dude, give him the ball. He's the best running back in football. He's fine. He says he's good. Give him the ball 30 times a game. I don't know. How good of an idea is that? And so to what you were saying, which we've all been hinting at, this show at least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This offseason about the passing game needing to be better so it lessens his load. Okay, so now I'm starting to think, what if the passing game isn't where we hope it is? For me, it still doesn't say give Saquon the ball 30 times a game. It may say run the ball 30-plus times a game. But now A.J. Dillon and Will Shipley has to get some of those carries.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that
so I still don't want to overwork Saquon, even if the passing game isn't working.
Well, even when it was going well last year, we had conversations about mixing in a Kenny Gainwell drive and there.
Yeah.
And, I think to a certain extent, Saquon – was a victim of how good he was last year. Mm-hmm. There's such a huge difference. This is what I would tell you to think about in terms of what condition you're in and how fragile that can be. Who's in better condition than A.J. Brown? Nobody, right? Nobody's in better condition than A.J. Brown.
Yep.
A.J. Brown misses games every year. A.J. Brown has had a hamstring the whole time during camp. It really only takes...
Didn't he miss four games because of it last year?
I think so, yeah.
Played the first game and then missed four.
And then had to get his knee drained all postseason.
Yeah, remember, the end of the year we were hoping. So, and there is a guy who takes great care of himself,
in great
condition. It really only takes one nagging thing to get you the whole year. And A.J. Brown, by the way, does not... as I'm sure he is aware, doesn't have the same workload as Saquon Barkley.
I knew that's what you were going.
Well, you know.
Not even a third of it.
Yeah, he's running around a lot.
Yeah, he's running a lot.
Yeah.
He's blocking, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
My one fear is, are they trusting Saquon too much?
Like, yes!
Like, Saquon says he feels good, and they're like, all right, great. Like, you're there. It's almost like you've got to take it away from him.
Well, sometimes. It's one of the things where I wish the only thing that I would say that Chip Kelly was forward on was, like, he was way ahead of the game on tracking players' bodies. Yep. And because the whole goal is to ease off before you feel it.
Right.
You know, so you don't feel it, to ease off when your body is showing signs that your brain might not, you know, catch yet.
I will tell you, though, listening to that clip, he's like, hell,
give me the ball.
Football's supposed to be hard.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to callus your body up. Get it hard.
Yeah, nice.
Did you
clip that
put
pose.
Him in a discreet package?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep.
Do you think Elliot, when he said that, was like, I still don't think so.
Yeah.
I disagree. I disagree, Saquon. You need to rest a little bit.
Let's find out if I get to keep the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Fight for your life. Oh, the belt is awarded 4:30 on Fridays by the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that brought it the most that week.
Yeah.
Now, remember, you have to bring it enough to take it away from the person who has it.
Right.
I have had the belt for a week. It was one of the best moments ever because I didn't think I was getting the belt. But Ike said, no, you get the belt. It was because of two straight days of yelling at Elliot. One where I called him a little B twice. I said, actually,
you earned that belt last week.
Yeah, I said, you're acting like a little B. Yep. And then on Friday.
Which
just,
he was. In re-listening to the audio.
He was acting.
Pulling the line of, it was actually the 2018 Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah, he deserved that.
And then Friday, when he said that traffic, you know, wasn't worse, and I just lost my mind.
Yeah.
So the question is, do I get to hold on to the belt? I believe I've had a good week. I believe the Schwarber take.
That was a big one.
I believe the Jalen Hurts pledge was worth it. And as I look now, I do not keep the belt.
No.
Someone else earns the belt, and he earned it by doing this.
I don't care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history
of the
playoffs.
How many points?
33 points
Thank
or whatever
you.
At halftime. Like, he's a loser, and all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays. Every big game, he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset, so I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No, the
but
latest,
it's, like, it's
the
so dumb, I can't even take it seriously
James.
Anymore.
Congratulations to James Seltzer on taking the belt from him.
Yes.
Tears.
Now,
tears talking about
now,
Justin Herbert.
I may say that rather than earning the belt, he was acting like a little bee there. So much so that I had to do a show telling people not to act like little bees. But Seltzer gets the belt.
And that's it, like, 6:01 in the morning.
Yep.
I mean, that's not even.
He's just me. He sucks. He's a loser. Oh, he doesn't win every game.
Every freaking game. It's so good.
Good job, Jimmy.
It's so good. Fight the good fight.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff, right? It's passion. Good stuff, man.
You kidding me?
Who were the biggest Jalen guys on the station?
Richie. Seltzer.
Yeah, but Richie.
Richie is.
I think Richie is all the way in there, man.
He is.
Yeah, not passing my smell test. He knows too much football.
Hugh doesn't pass the sniff test to me, even though Hugh is a Jalen guy. He doesn't pass the smell test to me.
Yeah, he's a Jalen guy.
Ike's a Jalen guy.
Yeah.
But he's not a Seltzer Jalen guy.
No.
Seltzer thinks he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Best quarterback.
Yeah, they run past me. Yeah,
yes. They make you look like a hater.
Yes, yeah, they run past me.
Brodes.
Brodes is all for show.
Yeah, Brodes is just doing a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And, I know a bit when I see a bit.
And the next Flyers in 50. Brodes, you got to bring something more than call me a hot take artist and that Jalen Hurts is good.
Yep.
You know, if you're not going to bring the Flyers, you got
to
bring
It's not even funny. Like, when Jolly calls hot take artist, we're like, all right.
Yeah, Brodes, you're telling me that guy is calling somebody else a hot take artist?
Every single time the Phillies lose, it's his team. Sucks.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Take it down a notch.
That's why you don't like him.
First off.
That's why you're on
Hold
right
on.
There, right
hold
there,
on.
Right
hold
there.
On. Let me clear the air.
Yes.
Elephant in the room. Love Broads.
Okay. I know you love
Broads. His baseball takes are atrocious.
There it is.
They are atrocious.
There it is.
215-592-9494. Jack, before we get back to the phones.
Spike.
You got to tell everybody about National Appliance Warehouse, especially those contractors out there.
Yeah, because I know you're out there. I know you're like, I'm working on this big project, but where do I go to fill my clients' needs for the right appliance? And the only place you got to go, which we've been saying for over a year now, is National Appliance Warehouse.
It's the only place.
It's the only place. Because you don't want to know why? You're going to get the right appliance. We always talk about over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, the big brands, whatever your clients could need is at National Appliance Warehouse. When you go down there, you're going to get a great experience from their industry leading staff. You know, that you walk in, treat you like family, the good part of your family.
Going to be patient with you, set up delivery,
you know,
installation.
Patience is a key one.
Yes.
Like, if you don't have patience.
Because customers can be annoying, let's be honest.
I know.
We've all been annoying.
Yeah.
But they don't act like you're being annoying.
And that's a key. Plus, installation, delivery, two big keys to all of this. So you're going to get the right appliance. You're going to get a great experience. But don't you worry, you're going to get a great price, too. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax-free Delaware helps. Also, always have great savings events going on. So visit NationalAppliancewarehouse.com or their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Some concerning audio from Lane Johnson after we talked to Gary and Vineland. Gary, you're on WIP.
So what kind of water rights tomorrow? And do you want me to set up the quarterback interviews first, or like what?
Oh, yes, Gary's son's high school football team. We're gonna interview them.
You're yeah. Invited, man. Open practice, coming down.
Yeah, where are they again? Where is it again?
South Jersey.
Okay, and what time? What time?
8 to 10. You're never gonna come.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, that's an early time.
Not for nothing.
How old are these kids? You got them practicing at 8 o'clock in the morning?
High school kids, right?
Oh, high school.
They practice at 6:30. They're starting at 6:30.
Oh, wow.
The open practice is not until 8. Not starting until 8. But I told my son, and he got excited. I'm like, buddy, it's a bit. Like, it's not.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you this.
That was just a test to see if it was a bit.
Yeah, if Lakin doesn't come through and get us to Eagles training camp to interview a big Eagles player by Wednesday, then I might come. I might ask for the interviews, you know, not during the open practice. So I may come back to you, Gary, if Lakin doesn't fulfill his promise.
We're here for you. I mean, you know.
All right.
So, speaking of practice, Eagles practice, Ike, you know, it was just the brown. You know what I'm saying, Ike, the brown?
I know what you're saying, yeah. Brown chocolate.
Wow. Would you? Very nice, Gary.
Well, Gary. Gary, why don't you get to your bargain?
Yeah.
Quit with.
It seems like our connection's out.
Phone connection a little weird. So Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata were on Bussin' with the Boys. Very big podcast.
Very big podcast.
And here is Lane Johnson talking about his future.
If we win it all this year, hey, I could be done this year. That's how I feel. But
it's on the horizon a little bit. The mortality of yourself?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just because there's obviously football, the career is fun, but, you know, you're getting to live life that's, you know, everything you work for, you're getting to enjoy now. But, like, whenever you're in it, you remember what it's like. Just you're constantly working and, you know, and that's how I feel when I'm in it. But, no, I'm definitely looking, you know, next couple of years. I signed for two, so really this and next and really evaluate it. But, yeah, if we win it all this year, it could be, you know. You never know.
So,
does that make you not want to win the Super Bowl this year?
Well, by the way, the other thing that you can't see when you hear it is when he says that, Mailata's face goes blank.
Yeah.
Like, Mailata heard him say, if we win it this year, I could retire. It is like, you know, when I talked during the offseason about the window, trying to win everything this year, and like, I understand you have to plan for the future, and Lane Johnson's not going to be here all that whole time, but like, I just think a quote like that really, and, you know, we're talking about hope for Saquon for the next 3 years, but the reality is you don't know, is capitalizing on this moment, I think, is so important. And, you know, Lane's had a lot of injuries. You know, he's battled through them, but, you know, a lot of core injuries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And going through this year after year after year can't be easy, Ike, as you would know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just hearing him say, if we win it this year, that could be it. What that means going through his head is, hey, even if we don't win it this year, it like he's thought
it.
About not playing. And this is not the first time he's mentioned it, by the way. So I feel like he's thought about it a bunch.
Yeah. I mean, listen. You get up in there to the amount of years that he's played, the things he's accomplished, the financial security he has secured. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame, right? So then it becomes, how much do I still love playing the game of football? How much do I love preparing to be at the best, be at my best for the season? And at some point, you lose that love of doing that. And some guys lose it sooner than other guys. Or some guys sort of see it coming around, you know, the corner. And Lane has been talking about this, and I think part of it is because a lot of the guys he played with, that he's close with, have retired.
Right.
So he's seen Fletcher, BG, and Jason in three consecutive seasons retire.
Yep, right. And by the way, he's probably talking to them.
Oh, of course,
and
yes.
It must be nice to not go through training camp.
Yep. Is it the games? I feel like you've said before that the games aren't the issue.
It's the easiest part of it.
it's the getting ready for the games and the training camp.
To me, it's the off season. I would imagine for these guys, and for a guy like Lane, who's a All Pro, arguably the best tackle in football, right or left. There's an argument made there for Lane. He has a standard that he wants to play at. And so you have to, as you get older, it gets harder to continue to train so that you can remain at that level. That was the biggest thing for me. You know, at some point I was like, you know what? I don't feel like
starting over.
Yeah. You know, March is here. I got to start hitting the gym. I'm trying to put on 10, 15 pounds of muscle that I wind up losing every year because that's just how my body works. So you got to put that weight back on so that you can get ready for the next season. Not to mention, they're younger, faster, and stronger every year.
Yeah.
And you're trying to keep up with that. Now, I never got the financial security that Lane has achieved. I would imagine that makes it even harder.
Yeah.
Because
when you don't need any more money.
You're saying, what's your motivation?
Right.
He's won two championships.
Yep.
Probably a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Why does he want to continue to do it? Prime example, Aaron Donald walked away after 10 years.
Right.
And hasn't come back.
Nope.
Walked away. Prime of his career. In the prime of his career, walked away. First ballot Hall of Famer, won a championship. And he was talking about retiring the year after they won the Super Bowl. Remember, they talked him into coming back.
Right.
And then he still wound up retiring, I think, the following year or so. So with certain guys, and if Lane has talked about this like that, he clearly is thinking about it.
Because
he's clearly thinking about it.
Because, again, it's not the first time he's mentioned retiring.
Yep.
And the other thing that you didn't even mention that John Ritchie brought up to me is just how much his body hurt.
Yeah.
You know, like the aches and the pains and the, you know, we see everybody flying on game day, but I get the sense that a lot of these guys, when it's not game day,
Tuesday, Wednesday,
around,
Thursday,
everything
Friday,
just hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
Only person I ever see hurt like that was Dalton. He flew around all through the week.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
He was in game. Him and T.O. was in game speed and game mode every day.
It sounds to me like Lane.
See, that's greatness. That's when you know you're watching something different. And those jokers, they were in game mode every day, even in practice.
It sounds to me like Lane was a little tired of going against Miles Sanders for a couple days.
You mean Miles Garrett?
Miles Garrett.
Possibly, yeah.
Is that Lane or Jordan?
Who was it was mostly my wife.
Miles probably moves around.
Yeah.
But no, you're right.
Lane's like, all right.
Yeah, I probably had enough of this.
I got to do this in practice. You know? It's one thing with Jalix Hunt.
Right.
It's coming at me. It's another thing when it's Miles Garrett in practice.
Yeah, man. So Lane is year 13, right? Year 13.
2013 draft.
So he's 34, 35?
Yeah, 30,
something like
35,
that.
35.
Yeah.
Man, 2 years left of Wheeler and Lane Johnson.
If we're lucky on Lane, by the way.
Yeah.
If we're lucky on Lane.
So don't win the Super Bowl this year?
No, go ahead and win it.
Yeah, win.
Go ahead and win it.
Right off in the sun.
Let Lane go off.
Send him out on top. Yep.
Oh, my God. Who is replacing Lane Johnson? Because not on the.
They certainly ain't on the team.
Yeah, I was going to say, not on the roster.
Yeah, he ain't on the roster.
Becton. Get Becton back. Get Becton.
You can't put him in tackle, though.
No.
Peters. Well,
Peters. 215.
He refused to retire. Yeah, he's a totally opposite.
215-592-9494. Still talking about Casty. So the sound
Asty,
there,
in my opinion.
Asty, you call them?
There it is.
You've really turned on him. Wow, you got a nice little pocket of Phillies you don't like.
Yeah, it does. Well, whenever they lose three straight, I'm like, I'm ready for this core to be out of here.
Yep.
Like, you know, when they go through their struggles.
Who's on your list? So Cassie's on your list. Bohm's on your list. There's one other guy.
Well, it was Kepler, but he's kind of heating up.
Oh, yeah. There's somebody else. I thought there was somebody else. Am I crazy? Maybe not.
Maybe there's not me.
Yeah. What do you have coming up in the top 5-5?
The pause power rankings.
The pause power rankings.
Because one of our favorites was back again last night.
Really?
Yep. The Phillies booth can't help themselves.
How did I miss that?
I don't know how you missed it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one.
Okay.
It's a pretty good one.
The pause power rankings coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.